Republican leaders in the state Senate were steadfastly opposed to the governor's special session from the beginning. Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham says Governor Hickenlooper knew he was never on board and there was poor communication. Grantham adds that a special session without the votes is a waste of time and money.
As far as agreement, as far as consensus, never happened. They even have floated the idea out there that I was going to be the sponsor of the bill. Never, never agreed to anything like that.
The reason for the special session stems from a mistake that no one caught during this year's regular session. While trying to prevent funding cuts to rural hospitals, lawmakers passed Senate Bill 267. But the expansive bill inadvertently prevented some special districts from collecting retail pot taxes. Special districts such as RTD and the Science and Cultural Facilities District, which helps pay for things like the Denver Zoo and performing arts centers. They're losing about $600,000 each month. Here's Democratic Speaker of the House, Chrisanta Duran.
We have a very simple fix at our fingertips that we can make sure that we get the unintentional omission changed.
Behind the scenes, Americans for Prosperity, the group financed by the billionaire Koch brothers, and the right-leaning think tank, the Independence Institute, had been arguing that any legislative change would violate the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or Tabor Amendment.
It's my duty as a legislator to read the Constitution.
Republican House Minority Leader Patrick Neville says tax policy changes that result in more revenue need a vote of the people.
And to say that this is not a tax policy change is totally disingenuous. We create policy in this building. We were called back to change policy.
The legislature doesn't make tax policy changes inadvertently by mistake.
Democratic Majority Leader Casey Becker of Boulder says a policy change must be reasoned out, not an accident. She points to legal case law in Colorado that says if the new money wouldn't reach the state's spending limit, voters don't have to approve the tax again. She says they shouldn't be forced to.
It's not free to go to the ballot. It was about $1 million. So that's taxpayer money. And that's a real cost.
And some Republicans agree with Democrats. Senator Larry Crowder of Alamosa says he would have backed the Democratic bill to restore the pot tax money.
You've had three established cases similar to this that have went through the courts. And the courts did find that it was legitimate.
Republican Senator Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs even drafted a bill that several members of his party were backing. But when he found out Republican leaders wouldn't let it reach the Senate floor for a full vote, he didn't introduce it. Gardner thinks the special session has only driven his party farther apart from Democrats and the governor.
Positions are pretty entrenched now. A lot of people have stated on the record and in my caucus that the fix is a violation of Tabor, and I think it's going to be very hard for them to retreat from that position.
It also didn't help when the special district said they were okay with waiting until January to fix the problem. That fed into the Republican argument that the whole issue wasn't an emergency. Still, Governor Hickenlooper says he was surprised the whole thing went sideways the way it did. He says it's wrong for the special districts to not be able to collect the tax money voters approved.
Why do we have to make everything into a partisan conflict?
In the days leading into the special session, Hickenlooper hinted that it would be an uphill battle, but he remained optimistic.
I am a great believer in the better angels of all of us in this building, and I have again and again seen when it looks like things are going to get derailed by partisanship, oftentimes there's one person or two people that step up and say, we've got lots of things to have political battles on. This thing really shouldn't be political. Let's get it done. I don't know what else I can do except try.
And he'll get another chance to do just that when lawmakers take up the issue again when they convene for the 2018 regular session in January. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.